Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the outer Christian life. Have you ever had this experience? You are reading the Bible, maybe in the morning before you head off to work, and as you read, it seems that a verse jumps off the page and grabs your attention. You know you have read it before, but today it's as if you are seeing it for the first time. It's in these moments I believe the Holy Spirit illuminates the verse. He highlights it for you to catch your attention. This is God speaking directly to our hearts from the pages of the Bible. Well, recently I was reading in the New Testament book of Colossians when I had such an experience. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 was the verse. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." I love how the Apostle Paul describes the clothing of the Christian life. No, not the particular garment from your wardrobe, but the character traits that others will see. He is talking about the outer Christian life. Rightfully so, we often talk about the inner Christian life. It's true God works in our lives from the inside out, but rarely do I hear anyone talk about the outer Christian life. We talk about the personal relationship with Christ, but not much about the public Christian life. It seems we have relegated faith in Christ as something private and personal. It's between me and the Lord, people say. Yet Paul is teaching us that if Christ is on the inside, it will show on the outside. Personal faith will become public. Christ on the inside produces a changed life on the outside. So what does this Christian clothing look like? Paul says we are to put on or to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Wow, these are the character traits others should notice in us as we follow Jesus. In verses 9 and 10, Paul says, "Since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator." The picture Paul gives us is one of taking off our old clothes and putting on new ones. The outer life that is visible to others is noticeable and it's important. You know, sometimes in the church we have downplayed the emphasis on this outer life. After all, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 says, "The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." But this verse does not mean that the outer Christian life is not important. Samuel is saying God's selection for Israel's next king was not about the height or stature of a man, but rather his character. Yes, it's true God sees the heart, but others see our outer life. The outer Christian life is a reflection of the inner Christian life. So let's look again at Paul's list of clothing items. He says we are to put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. When we contrast these characteristics with the old habits of pride, arrogance, anger, and impatience, we see what a difference Jesus makes in a person's life. Every day, your outer Christian life is a testimony to others of how Jesus changes lives. No, we are not perfect, but we should daily seek to grow in Christ-likeness. Our testimony should be that we are compassionate and kind towards others. We are humble, gentle, and patient. According to Paul, this is what a Christian looks like. And here's today's challenge. Every morning you decide what clothing to put on. Let's choose to put on these character traits of Christ. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.